Achieving Higher Levels of Spirituality, July-August issue of the Turtle River Press 2000 by Rose Ann Schwab. How do we reach higher levels of spirituality? This is the question that I'm asked most in my practice. In order to reach higher levels of spirituality, we need to throw out our limiting ideas and concepts of spirituality, as well as the way we look at the higher sources, gods, goddesses, universe, all that is. Spirituality is not just a connection to religion, faith, or beliefs. Rather, it is an actual way of living, of integrating goodness into our personal, professional, and business lives. Spirituality is treating other souls with compassion, kindness, respect, acceptance, integrity, and honesty. When spirituality is integrated into our personal, professional, business lives, we actually live spirituality in our souls and advance to higher levels. These levels include awareness of three gifts given by the higher sources or universe. We are all gifted in these three areas, and we all use these talents at one point or another. These spirituality gifts are creativity abilities, spiritual abilities in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, as well as psychic abilities. All three of these abilities lie within each one of us. Many of us use them. Many of us don't realize we have them, so these gifts lie dormant within. Some of us are afraid of or skeptical of these abilities, yet in times we often begin to realize it is normal to have these gifts. As we advance in on one of these gifts, the other two advance also. One will not advance without the other two. Many times we use these gifts but do not admit to them, or we call them by other names. When we use our psychic abilities, for example, we often call it gut instincts or intuition. Whatever name we use, it is the same concept. Many individuals won't use the word psychic because of the image or stigma associated with it. Whether we choose to admit and accept it or not, being psychic, spiritual, and creative is within each one of us. We don't see individuals having problems with the word creative, but they often do with the words spiritual and psychic. It is interesting what we often choose to accept or oppress. In my workshops and lectures, I tell students that spiritual development is the recognition, development, and use of each of these three gifts in a responsible manner with understanding and wisdom. We are all born with psychic gifts abilities, and if we choose to use them and develop them, to use them with wisdom, responsibility, knowledge, and understanding. The key to spiritual advancement is the advancement of all three of these areas and work in unity with other like-minded souls. The time is coming when all these gifts will no longer lie dormant and will be abundant, found, and used worldwide. Telepathy will no longer be for a few, but commonly used as a means of communication. We can fully develop our gifts, being responsible for our actions, words, and deeds. Full development comes with practice and exercise. Prayer and meditation, connecting to the higher sources, is our vehicle for advancement. Acceptance of abilities and gifts, along with trust in how to develop and use them in a responsible manner, is part of the key to growth. Spirituality or being psychic is nothing to be ashamed of. It is not something that should be hidden away for fear of ridicule. Those who don't understand this deep form of spirituality may have problems dealing with concepts connected to spirituality, creativity, and psychic abilities. If we allow fear to control us, we will not advance, and many block connections to the higher sources. Blockage in one area can also affect chakras that are within and outside of our body. When these areas are blocked, we may experience bad karma, and we may often go through periods of learning hard lessons. Through achieving higher levels of spirituality, we must accept these situations, learn from them, and grow, going beyond the next point of advancement. In this way, we are helping to unblock the chakras. We must look deep into why we are so caring for fear or blockage. Is someone trying to guide us and assist us to realize that our actions, deeds, or words towards ourselves or others may be wrong or hurtful? Once we start actually listening, it is surprising how much we are being assisted and guided in some manner or another. But we just brush it off. Our logical minds often find an excuse or reason that this is far different than the reality of what occurred. This is simply because we are often not ready to face and accept the truth that we are gifts that we have gifts and abilities. When we know the truth and the deep meaning behind spirituality, we can advance to the higher sources. Our advancement can be fast or slow, depending on each individual and what the higher source feels we can handle. We are never given more knowledge or understanding or advancement than we can handle. To advance spiritually, psychically, and creatively, we must take the time needed for advancement. I recommend setting up a specific time, if possible, at least 2 times a day, morning and afternoon, to practice meditation, prayer, or even chant. Make sure your phone, children, etc. do not interrupt you. Going to a quiet spot outside in nature can be revitalizing. If you can't get out, go to a room that is reserved for your personal time and needs. Allow at least 20 to 30 minutes. When you begin to open your chakras and connect with the energy, you must allow time for the positive energy flow to come to you and fill your body throughout, reaching every chakra, every organ, every nerve. As you allow this positive energy flow to fill you, you will open your body chakras. The higher and lower chakras outside the body open, allowing the higher sources and universe knowledge to come to you and through you. It takes time and practice, but as you do this, you will find your body, soul, and mind responding in a positive manner. You'll feel calm, at peace, and energized. All blockages will be gone, and you will be ready to take on life, its forces, and situations with a positive attitude. As you advance, take time to be a teacher. Share your information, knowledge, and expertise with others, but never stop learning or being a student, accepting other information and knowledge that may be different from your own. When we accept the difference that separates us, we advance as Christ in universal consciousness in the oneness with the higher source. We can reach out, open our minds and our hearts, letting our souls breathe. We can let go and allow God and the universe to assist in our development. In our personal and professional lives, the golden rule applies. Treat and respect others as we ourselves want to be treated and respected. When we practice our spirituality in our daily lives, we find many answers to questions and problems in a timely manner. We will intuitively know the right information to assist in each situation.